lovely sunny nation of Sri Lanka this day. You know, it's incredible to me how small the world has gotten. You know, the fact that you could know what the weather is in the place that I am, and that I can know what the weather is in the place that you are just by looking on a computer that tells you where things are today and where they will be in the not-too-distant future. It's insane how small the world has gotten. And, you know, with that, too, a big part of that is the is of course the time that we live in, but the exchange of information, the control and the free flow of information, and what that has become. You know, Babylon, when God confounded the languages of the people of the world at Babel, he did so because they all spoke a single language and they were using that language to do that which was against God's plan and purpose. And, you know, and they had decided to make a monument for themselves and to their greatness and to exalt themselves and push themselves up and do all of that. And, you know, I mean, this is the thing. I said this recently, you know, another podcast, but you got to understand that in a second, in a moment, God can turn everything around. And it's not restricted to the ways that you and I think it should be. I mean, who in the world would have ever thought of just confounding everybody's language so they couldn't communicate? Giving them hundreds of languages to which we have to deal with this very day. I mean, incredible. You know, there was no war that needed to be fought. There was no, you know, swashbuckling conflict or whatever. You know, God just said, all right, I'm not into this. Don't really dig on this scheme the man has come up with for himself. All right, it's done. And all I'm going to do is just make sure they can't communicate. And when that happened, sure enough, they could not communicate and it was over. That whole plan, that whole adventure, they scattered all over the world because they couldn't communicate with one another. And you know, so a shot was not fired. I want you to realize that in the midst of all that goes on in the world right now, that in a moment, God can flip the script in favor of whatever it is that he wants to do. I mean, it's so ridiculously easy for him to do that. You know, we recently talked about, you know, in a single night, God wiping out 186,000 enemy troops. You know, just in a moment. One night, angel of the Lord went through the camp, said, okay, goodbye. Click. Over. Done. Finished. Entire army gone by the morning time. And, likewise, you know, he's got all kinds of ways of dealing with men and their arrogance. So when people continue forward in their arrogance, in their deception, in their self-delusion of their own grandeur, because, you know what, power, money, position, those dilute people if you are not connected to Christ. I'll say it again. If you have power, money, position, if you have all the things that the world says are important, they dilute people. Strong delusion, if you would. If you are not connected to Christ, if you don't see things for what they truly are. You need to see things for what they truly are in order to be able to make a right judgment about things and able to actually see things for what they really, the nature of an actual situation. See, if you don't see things for what it truly is, then you will fall to the delusion that things are what the enemy says they are. Because you know what? The enemy talks a lot more. The enemy talks a whole lot more. He's got diarrhea of the mouth. I mean, he just every source is there, just da 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 da, just continuous bombardment on every side. Because you know what? He's got to get you to believe his message. He's got to get you to believe his propaganda. So he just bludgeons people with information, bludgeoning, just all the time, over and over and over again. And you know, if unless you have a firm grounding in what is true, you are going to be deceived. You are going to be tricked. You are going to be scammed. You are going to waste years of your life worrying and fretting about things that really don't matter. And you are going to spend tons of time worried and perplexed when you don't need to be. See, if you see things as they are, then you're going to be able to recognize then a situation of what you need to do about it. But when you don't see things as they truly are, then you are deceived now in your approach, in your understanding. And it affects you in a way that it should not for a child of God. Look, all the stuff going on in the world right now, okay, on a natural level, yes. On a natural level, it is agonizing. On a natural level, it is just because you see wickedness increasing. And even God said this. Even Jesus said this. He even said it in his word. He said that because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. So what? Did you think that it's going to get rosy towards this part of the whole script being played out? Did you think that everybody's just going to be on fire for... Look, a lot of the people that I know that walk with Christ right now have been going through some really, really rough times. Because in their heart, in their spirit, they feel it, they sense it, they're still alive. Because they're alive, they sense it. Now, but that is on the natural level. On the realm of the spirit, you are strong, you are solid, because you know exactly what the word says about this stuff, and you actually know what's actually real. See, here's the thing. In a moment, you can dispatch an entire enemy army, an entire enemy nation. You know, an entire nation can be completely uprooted and put under by a single child of the living God. It's in the Word, it's in the Scriptures, multiple times. God has sent His people in, and His people have just knocked the socks off of these guys. Because when God says, all right, that's it, I think I've had enough of this, it's the cup is full. You know, see, this is what people don't realize. This is what worlders don't realize. See, God is also very patient. Very patient and more merciful than anybody in the world that you would know. But God is very patient because He realizes too that all men are but flesh and all men are limited in their time and the earth. So He gives men, grants men time longer than we would ever if we were in the same, if you and I were God, we would just click, over, done, finished. But He grants men time to make decision, make choice, choose, and thoroughly choose their eternal destiny. He gives them that window. We do not. See, we just like, oh, okay, that guy over there, he's evil, just get rid of him right now. And look, if you got to understand that this life is actually quite short. And all of us do pass through, and we pass through quite quickly. So, that being said, you know, give a little bit of grace to the people that will probably spend their entire eternity, they will spend their entire eternity separate from God, separate from truth, separate from life, and in absolute agony. Give them a little bit of slack, because you know why? Maybe, just maybe, some of them will be saved. Maybe some of them will turn around. Maybe there's some Sauls who will become Pauls in that mix. Maybe there are some kings that will see the errors of their ways and be brought to an awakening and turn around and use that remaining life that they have to do something that's good, to do something that's worthwhile, to do something that is actually worthy of the position that they've been awarded and given. And you know, the thing is too, is that when Pilate said to Jesus, when he was like, you know, don't you know that I've got the, you know, that I can crucify you or I can set you free? And what did Jesus say? He said, you would not have this ability or this authority in this natural position if it was not given to you by my Heavenly Father. Therefore, the ones that handed me over to you, they're guilty of the greater sin. So, you know, God knows in these situations, He knows exactly where people are at. And also, you know, anybody that's in a position of authority, you were given that for a window of time. Though you may have donors, though you may have people that you are beholden to and that you feel like you owe favors to and that kingmakers and all of that stuff, the thing that you got to ultimately realize is that you are ultimately accountable to the King of Kings. The King of Kings, who, if it were not for Him giving you breath in your lungs to breathe for one more minute, your life would be over right now. Yeah, you owe Him. You owe Him. You owe Him to make a decision in line with His truth. You owe Him for the breath that He's given you that allows you to even walk on this earth. You should say thank you. You should bow your knee before Him and say, gee, thank you so much, Lord God, for giving me a chance to walk through this life one more day. For sparing me, because I'm on a grease pole to hell, sparing me long enough to realize that I'm going the wrong way and that I can get right with you. You know what? Right now, there is not a single world leader that still has breath that is beyond redemption. There is not a single world leader that still has breath that is beyond redemption. As long as there is breath in their body, they can be brought back. God can liberate them. The blood of Christ is sufficient. And I know that sometimes, some you know what, these podcasts end up in some of the most amazing places. So I think that part of the reason why God has me to say this right now is because there's a few of you that are listening in, that you are in positions of governmental power in the world, and you feel like you have to do certain things because you're expected to, and there's no way out for you. Look, Jesus Christ is your way out. Jesus Christ liberates those that would come to Him by a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Nothing can hold you when God moves on your behalf. But you've got to make that move towards Him. Just like the prodigal son. The prodigal son, he made a move towards the Father. He was in the pigsty of life. You know, he was French kissing pigs in the pig pen. A Jewish boy, nonetheless, kissing pigs. I mean, you know, the depth of the insult, even culturally, to where he had ended up is incredible. And in that moment, when he realized what the world had done to him and what his own selfishness had done to him, and it's really, you know, it's both a literal and a true story and also a metaphor. That's what the world does to you. Unabated, unabounded, you give somebody a lot of money, a lot of cash, a lot of ability, a lot of free will, and you combine that with selfishness in the world system, and that's where you end up. Right there. You couple winning the lottery, if you would, with selfishness in the world system, and that's where you end up. Flat broke in the pig pen of life. You know, actually, what is it? Statistically, I have to check this, but I think it's along this lines. Of the people that win the lottery, over 90% of them are flat broke within 5 years of winning? Over 90%. The ones, they win the big ones. Multi-millionaires. Broke. Broke. They end up in the pig pen. Why? Because that's how it is. Selfishness combined with the world system, and you give that person whatever resource, they, it doesn't matter how much, they will end up there. But when he came to himself, he came to himself and he realized, look, in my father's house, there's even the servants have food to spare. Like, if I could just be even one of those, I would be in a better state. Because my father took care of his servants better than the world takes care of me. And the way the world looks after me. You know what? People that think that the world is going to look after them, you've got a rude awakening. You've got an absolutely rude awakening. People that think that the world is going to look after them. Look, what the world will do is it'll exchange for your soul. So that which is of eternal, immeasurable value, your eternal soul, it will trade you something temporal. And in the short term, and in this life, it'll give you that exchange because, hey, the world is like it's like a casino. You're in a casino, you know, they say that saying, the house always wins. Oh, you know, if you play the game of the world systems, if you play the world's game, you should just know that the world always wins. Every person that has sowed to the world and the world system has lost. Every single one. Every single one. Every single one that has sowed to the world and the world system has lost. Period. So if you are a worlder and somehow this thing ended up with you, somebody said to listen to this, just know that every single person throughout history has lost. And if you are a worlder, and if you're part of that system, you will lose too. And part of the reason why God gets these messages out to you is so that you can know that you don't have to lose. You don't have to lose your eternal soul. You don't have to be lost for all eternity. He paid the price for your redemption. And it comes through the blood of Jesus. And if you would turn your heart to him, he would set you free. But, you know, you got to receive the gift that he offers. And there's ego involved for a lot of people. There's pride involved. There's not wanting to let go of what they feel they have in the world, which actually is nothing. You know, the rich young ruler, when he was Jesus said, hey, go sell all that you have, give to the poor, and then come follow me. That was, and from my reading of it, you know, from what God's kind of showed me of that thing too, is that it wasn't even the possessions that he had. It was the place in his heart that those possessions had. That was his God. And you saw it when God tested him there. And when God said, all right, go sell all that you have and then come follow me, he couldn't do it. And he went away sad because he knew in his heart where his loyalties were. He knew in his heart where his allegiance was. He knew in his heart that which he had given himself over to. And he was sorrowful because he did love God. He did love God. But the thing is that his love for God had a limit. It wasn't 100%. And you know, I truly do believe that the abundant life is only for those that would follow God 100%. I don't believe that the abundant life is, you know, I do think that, you know, eternal life, yeah, you know, the blood of Jesus is sufficient. But if you want the maximum, you've got to follow God 100%. You can't have anything else. You know, and frankly, that's the only way I can really speak to people, because that's the only way that that he's ever shown me. You know, if you have something else that is cutting into the lordship of Christ in your life, he is probably going to challenge that. And if you would let that go, you will find freedom. If you won't let that go, you're going to be miserable. Because if you have enough going on in your spirit that you are quickened to the point that, yeah, you do want to walk with him, then if you refuse to make the exchange that he asks of you, you're going to know it. And you won't ever find peace and joy and hope that you look for. You won't ever find it apart from the exchange that you know that you need to make, which is his life, his truth for yours. Your life in this world for his. So, it's a challenge, because, you know, the flesh also doesn't want to go away, and the world system is just continuing to ramp up around you. You know, I do recommend that as much as you can, that you control your flow of information into your heart and into your mind. I do recommend that, you know, yeah, be aware of what's going on around you, but also don't just allow the world to just bombard you, because it will. Look, the multiple heads of the world system, and we've talked about this is in our archives on Faith Mix, of the different ways that the world manifests. Just look for a series called The World System, and you know, we talk about it pretty extensively. But if you just say, all right, you're just going to take it all as it comes, whether it's, you know, religion, whether it's politics, whether it's economics, whether it's business, whether it's education, whether it's healthcare, whether it's, you just go down the list. If you just open up and just say, all right, you know, you're just going to go and let things just pile on you from whatever it throws at you from that system, you're going to be in trouble, because you're just going to get bombarded. And the way that it just going to hurt your mind. Look, you got to realize that the world is coming from a particular vantage point. It's coming from a particular place, and that which it tries to force feed you is to get you to conform to its agenda. So, now, it's good to be aware. Okay? Yeah, that's all right. But, you know, you got to have a filter. You know, you've got to have a filter. You know, like, you know, I say, like, say, okay, like, you have a sink in my kitchen, as most people do, and on the top of that sink, there is a strainer that's there. You know, it's sort of a grate, and it catches all the big chunks of stuff that would otherwise go down into the pipe and clog it up. And makes a big difference in keeping, you know, everything functional. So, you know, I think having a filter, having something that strains out all the junk so that can be thrown in the trash can, is important. And you know what your filter is? Your filter is the Word of God. That is the screen that should be over your heart. Guard your heart, because out of it comes the issues of life. Use that filter of the Word of God to disseminate that which is around you, to understand and to process that which is there. Use the filter of the Word of God. If you don't use that filter, if you believe things... So if they jump up and say, oh, the boogeyman's coming. If you just listen to them, the boogeyman's coming. You're going to freak out. Oh, my gosh, the boogeyman. What am I going to do? And you run around scared, left, right, center. The boogeyman's coming. But if you read and you understand the Word of God, you will understand, simple scriptures make a huge difference. You know, don't fear man. It's a trap. The fear of man is actually a trap. Did you know that? If you fear man, it is a trap to your soul. It is a trap to your thinking. It is a trap to the way that you will live your life, the way you're supposed to live your life. If you fear man, and you know what? Scripturally, when somebody is empowered by the Holy Spirit, the fear of man, you see that just it just gets, incredibly diminished. Peter and the 12 or the 11 apostles standing up in front of on the day of Pentecost, filled by the Holy Spirit to overflowing, speaking the truth, and those people who were the religious leaders of the day didn't know what to do. They were amazed at the boldness of these men, and they knew that they had been with Jesus, and there's nothing they could do, and the power of God was flowing, and people were being set free. And you know what? If they had the fear of man built into them at that point in time, they would have not done anything. They would have shut their mouths and stood and just stayed in that room. But God, you need to allow the Spirit of God to be with you. The Word of God is going to be your filter. Prayer is going to be something that is going to sensitize you to His Spirit, sensitize you to His Word. You got to pray. Look, scripturally it says, it doesn't say if you pray, go into your closet and pray to your Heavenly Father who's in secret. It says when you pray. When? Not if, but when. Scriptures talk about how we should be praying continually. Do you know that you can be in a state of prayer all the time? That you can live in that state? You don't have to be driven around the way that the world does. You can actually stay in a state of prayer. And in that state of existence, that mind that you can have there can be a mind of peace in whatever it is that comes around you. The state of prayer is one that, see, look, God will not ask you to do something that you cannot. You got to understand this. God is not going to put on you something that you do not have the capability of doing. So if He says, stay here, wait, you can stay and wait. He's not going to tell you fly to the moon or to Mars or to the sun or to Jupiter. He's going to tell you, whatever it is that He instructs you to do, that's your part to do. He'll do the rest. All you got to do is just do your part. Gideon, he didn't have to go fight the thing. He just had to do his part. All he had to do was, all right, God said, all right, round up the troops. Nope, this is too many. Gave him a quick test. A bunch of them faded. A bunch of them walked away. They were too scared. All right, keep going. Take him to get a drink of water. Okay, look, those guys are out. All right, who's left? And he got 300 men. Put the torches in the jars. Go out. Break them open. And do what God told you to do. And in that moment, victory's done. You know what? He didn't have to go and round up and train, 30,000 men and do this and that. No, he just had to do his part. He just had to do what God told him to do. And you know what? Sometimes the things that God tells us to do are kind of ridiculous in our own mind. We're like, okay, how is this going to work? How is this going to make... This doesn't make much sense to me, Lord. But you know the one instructing you. And all he wants you to do is trust him. You know, I think, too, something that you guys are going to see more and more of is the fact that, look, God's also got a sense of humor. Oh, yes, he does. And the worlders are not only going to be defeated by the Spirit of the living God in all the time to come, but he is going to embarrass them. Because, you know, they take themselves so seriously. And part of what he's going to do is shame them publicly. Defeat them publicly. Defeat them openly. As part of his process of bringing the victory for his people. So, you know, you don't got to worry. We're just in the process. We are just in what you might call as a rough patch for a little bit. Sure. Those happen. Those come. We have ups and downs. We have peaks and valleys. Those are all there. It's all right. It's part of life. That's part of life, my friends. That's part of this walk. But learning how to go through those. And you know what? If you're down, okay, be down. And take it to God in prayer. Say, Lord God, I'm down. You know, I'm down and I'm struggling and this is where I'm at. And Lord, I just need you to direct me. I just need you to help me. And he will. You know, Jesus said unto his people, said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You will find rest for your souls. You know, he didn't say, you know, come unto me, all you guys that have it all worked out. Come to me, all you guys that got everything just cranked up and you got it going on. No. No, he takes people that are all messed up. And he does something with their lives. Like, that's what he did with me. I was pretty messed up. Oh, you might not know all the stuff, but I was pretty messed up. I know that. I know that if it was not for him, I would be, I probably wouldn't still be alive if it was not for God. If it was not for his strong hand upon my life. God will take care of his people. God will watch over those that are his. You know, you've got to not, you've got to not just let life be what God wants it to be for you. Drop your expectations. Drop your agendas. And you know, for crying out loud, stop believing all the junk that the world says to you. Be aware to a degree, sure. But that's it. Once you have your general awareness, move on. Because God has a lot for you to do. And if you see things from the world's perspective, you will fall in line with their agenda. Look, you've got to understand that there's a spiritual dimension behind all that's going on. There's a very, very strong push in the realms of the Spirit against that which is Christ. There's the movement that is anti-Christ. Look, it is anti-Christ. So, the purpose of it is, look, all right, here's Christ, here's his order, here's what he's put out, here's his word, here's his promises, here's his truth, and anything that is anti that is promoted by the world system, paid by the world system, pushed forward by the world system, advocated by the world system. If you don't see that, and of course, then that which is true will be suppressed. That which is true will be bought off or will be bludgeoned. You know, one reason why we publish the way that we do, one reason why we put stuff out the way that we do, is because when we work like this, it's clean, it's free, It is unhindered. It is unfettered. And we can be whatever God wants it to be. And that is one reason why, you guys out there, that you you receive from this. You receive from this because of the way that God's had for us to do it. Look, if we were part of the world in the way that we did this and brought it out to you, it wouldn't have the impact that it does. Because God is looking for a people right now that will let go of all of those trappings and will flow with Him. He wants a people that will flow with Him. The world has an agenda, and that agenda is not going to stop. All right? That agenda is not going to slow down. You've got to get educated on what the world is. Get educated on what the world's agenda is, on how it tries to access your life and your soul. And if you can do that, then you can make some smart decisions. And you see things for what they are. So you got to realize, too, that the world is going to make it easy for you to become part of their system. They're going to bring it and deliver it right to your doorstep. And that's why, too, you know, have a little bit of... Just stop and look. I mean, it's everywhere. It's prevalent. It's prevalent in every system that's around you. And because of that, you need to ask a lot of questions. And it's okay to ask questions. You need to ask questions that are tough for some people to answer. Because, you know, there's people that have given themselves over to the world, and because they have, you know, they're beholden to a system. They have to keep it going. And sometimes it's tough for them to be able to give you the truth. It's tough for them to be able to, because they're not free themselves. So, let the dead bury the dead and move on. Look, there are answers to whatever things that it is that you are looking for in this life. God will give you the answers. And He will give you the answers for an abundant life. But it comes on His terms. It's not going to happen based on your individual plan and purpose. It's going to happen as you stay in step with Him. You know, we're in an amazing time. And I'm actually very, very excited for what it is that God is going to do with and through His people in these days. We're living in an incredible time, you guys. And because of that, you know, this is the time to rise up. This is the time to, you know, look to God for yourself. Don't try to find a person. You know, don't try to rally behind man. Instead, look to Him and ask Him to direct your life. He'll send you to places you never thought you would go. He will have things for you to do that you never thought you would do. And you are going to live an incredible existence for the time that you're here. And when you're done, you get to go on from here and spend all eternity with Him. So in that knowledge, in that understanding, it should bring a smile to your face. It should encourage your heart and your spirit. Because you know that God has not left you. Rather, He's been making a way for you, preparing you. All the hardships that you've gone through before are preparation. They've been toughening you up. They've been putting steel in your backbone so that you can stand strong in that which is to come. Because God wants a people that will stand. Stand strong in Him, stand strong in truth. Know His word, be about His purposes, and trust Him. And you know what? You can trust His word, you can trust His promises, you can trust His truth. They're real and they're there for you. Believe His promises for you and live in them this day. And be blessed. And know that we love you, know that we're praying for you guys too. And, you know, so with that, God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email. Say hi. Faithmix@gmail.com. You can also find us on our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook. You will find us there, too. So, and yeah, hey, do write us, please. Just say hi. We really appreciate it. All right, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.